This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The 164,000-acre Cameron Peak fire is not threatening Fort Collins yet. Larimer County spokesman Jared Kramer.
I don't want to get predictive of fire behavior, but the terrain difference and fuel difference between the mountains and the urban corridor is very distinct. So citizens may be alarmed, but at this point, I haven't heard any discussion of any consideration of issuing evacuation orders to the urban corridor.
The fire grew rapidly yesterday because of high winds. It remains 56% contained. Crews expect more help today, especially from aircraft, because of today's lighter winds. More than 97% of Colorado is in severe drought. The U.S. Drought Monitor says the worst is in the western half, where multiple wildfires continue to burn. State climatologist Russ Schumacher says the summer monsoon rains that usually dampen fire activity didn't happen this year.
To get these huge fires in the high elevations in late summer, when we should be seeing the fire season coming to its end, is really unusual.
Schumacher says monsoon rains haven't shown up for the last 3 years. Mesa County has tightened some COVID-19 restrictions after weeks of more positive tests. Officials say many of the new cases are linked to gatherings. So the number of people allowed to gather will be cut to 300 or fewer. Masks are required to play youth sports, and drinking in bars and restaurants will end at 12:30 a.m. Coming up on the program, Amy Coney Barrett is the type of voter Democrats need to attract, a white Catholic suburban woman. But her views are out of line with most Democrats, and her nomination presents a challenge. Then, Detroit's long conservative suburbs turned purple this year. Residents discuss the presidential race and how the Supreme Court confirmation fight is affecting their votes. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, the coronavirus pandemic has been stressful for all Coloradans, and undocumented immigrants are facing some unique stressors. CPR's May Ortega reports on why getting help is more complicated for immigrants. We'll have May's story coming your way in just about 15 minutes on All Things Considered. This is CPR News.